the Blue Water area comes to talk with Paul Miller on WPHM.
Janet, the future is ours, so let's plan it.
Janet.
So please, don't tell me to can it.
Janet.
I've one thing to say, and that's damn it, Janet.
When you hear a song from the Rocky Horror Show, you just got to start singing along. I mean, you maybe do the dance moves along with it. They've been doing this 10 years now at McMorran, and the Rocky Horror Show opens this weekend. And joining us right now, Sarah Dent. Good morning.
Good morning.
Damn it, Janet. Good to see you here. And the original is back. Pete Howard is here. Pete, how you doing?
Hello. How you doing this morning?
Doing well. You started this 10 years ago, didn't you?
Yeah, actually, I worked with Kelly and Roger. They came to me when it was we started with Civic Theater.
Right.
And a year before they opened it, they came to me, and Kelly was like, listen, we want to do Rocky Horror. We think we can pull it off, but we won't do it without you playing Frankenfurter. And I literally was calling their bluff, and I was like, sure, you're going to do Rocky Horror in Port Huron. No problem, Kelly. I'll totally do that role. And then 6 months later, she's like, look at this season. And I went, oh, no, I actually have to put my money where my mouth is and go prance around like that. And now here I am 10 years later, having done it, I've done it 7 times now.
And how much fun was it doing it the first time?
The first time it was, well, it was overwhelming because especially playing Frank, when you come down to play for a Sweet Transvestite, the crowd reacts without even seeing you. They scream at you so much that they were screaming. I couldn't hear myself while I was mic'd.
Right.
I was thinking my mic was off because I'm shouting at the top of my lungs and I couldn't hear it. But honestly, it's unreal. It's like you're like a rock star for a couple days.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing, because you're doing a show that everybody knows. Everybody knows every line of dialogue. Yeah. Everybody knows every no pressure there, right?
Yeah. Right.
Although it is helpful if you forget something, someone will shout it out, and you're like, oh, thank you. Or sometimes the callback lines that they shout will actually give you a clue as to what your line is. I'm like, oh, I don't remember what. Oh, well, thank you. I know exactly where I am now.
Yes.
So, Pete, you've done this. In fact, you came back to town for this, right?
Yeah. I'm living actually in Corpus Christi, Texas. So I did it 5 years up here, and then I left. I moved down to Corpus. I did it 1 year in Corpus, which was hilarious because they were all like, where did you come from? Like, no big deal.
Done it a time or two.
Yeah, it's been a few. So they called me. They asked me to come back for the 10-year, and honestly, they couldn't have stopped me. I was thinking about just kicking open the door and demanding it anyway. Sarah and I have been talking about it for a long time, but wanting to come back and do it at least one more time.
Right. Sarah, how many times have you done this show now?
I've been involved all 10 years.
Have you really?
Yes. I was also in the first show. I was a Phantom, and this is my 7th time being Janet.
Did you imagine when you started this 10 years ago that, oh yeah, we're going to just do this every year for 10, 15, 20 years?
Heck no.
I thought maybe it was just a one-off, huh?
Yeah.
If they'll let us do it once, right, we're going to do
right.
it.
Right, yeah.
Never would have imagined that they would have done it again, but like, you know, they brought it to Civic the one time, and then Roger went to the board and was like, let's do this again. Like, it's a great moneymaker.
Mm-hmm.
And the board wasn't interested. So Roger, that's when he went, he's like, fine. He's like,
went rogue and
then.
Did it himself. Yeah.
So he's done it himself ever since. And and the production has continued to grow and expand, and like what they do with the sets there's a regular group of people that do it, you know, Sarah and I and whatever, but there's a revolving cast of characters that usually will come in, so there's always something for the crowd to see. It's always cool.
What is it about this show that keeps people coming to it every year, and not always the same audience, although there are some people that have been there all 10 years, and they go to 2, 3, 4 shows, you know, you fill that house pretty regularly. Why?
Yes, we do, and I think a lot of it has to do with, it's number one, it's a cult classic. I mean, a lot of people know this show. The other thing is, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Those midnight shows are wild. It's a party.
I bet they are.
It is ridiculous.
And we really do try to make every year bigger and better. And those of us who have been around for all of it, we really look at where we can improve each year or make things different or surprise the audience, even for those who have been coming every year.
Do you have some surprises this year?
We sure do.
Always.
I mean, we can't reveal them. They're not even surprises.
You got to go big or go home. Come on. And for me, home is 1,600 miles away. It's way too long.
There you go. Well, I mean, the 10th anniversary, and you got to pull out all the stops.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's going to be fun. Now, it opens this weekend. You got shows Friday, Saturday, this weekend, and next weekend.
And next weekend as well, yeah.
All right. And you do 8 o'clock shows and midnight shows on
Saturday.
Both Saturdays, okay. Yes.
All right. And those are fun.
Those are fun. Yes, they are.
We should, you know, this is not a show that you bring your grandma too. This is for
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. There's probably some hip grandmas out there.
Maybe
grandma might be
whatever your grandma's into. That's cool. We ain't gonna judge. That's what the show's all about. All right.
Maybe not little kids. This is the ticket says mature audiences only.
Yeah, that is true.
Grown up humor for grown ups. But man, it's just such a fun show.
It is.
I mean, and you can, as an audience member watching the show, you're thinking those guys are having so much fun doing this, and you are, aren't you?
Yes,
well, yeah. And the cool thing is that what I always encourage is that after I finish the show, people from the audience will come up and be like, oh my gosh, I've always loved this and I've always wanted to be a part of it. Every single time I'm like, great, then you're going to be in it next year. And like, if you look at the Phantoms or our chorus members, it's always filled with people who have come and see the show in previous years,
mm-hmm.
and they finally get this opportunity to get all dolled up and get on stage with us. That's the coolest
thing. And for some of them, that's their introduction to acting. They say, hey, this was fun. I'd like to do another show.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, even our Brad this year said he's watched the show 3 times for the last 3 years, and now he's on stage doing it, and he's really excited.
Fantastic. Good stuff. This weekend and next weekend, it just goes right along with Halloween season. Rocky Horror Show at McMoran. Guys, break a leg.
Thank you
Have
very much.
Have fun, and thanks for coming in.